This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. UNICEF is warning that schools in Haiti are increasingly at the mercy of gangs, with children becoming targets of robbery or ransom. The agency said Tuesday at least seven schools in the capital of Port-au-Prince have been forced to pay unidentified gangs in exchange for security in the past 2 months, and that additional institutions have also been threatened. The warning comes days after authorities said gang members killed a university professor they had recently abducted. In addition, U.S. and Haitian authorities are still trying to secure the release of 17 missionaries from a U.S. religious organization who were kidnapped on October 16th near the capital. Ethiopia's government declared a national state of emergency Tuesday as rival Tigray forces threaten to move on the capital and the country's year-long war escalates quickly. The United States said security has, quote, deteriorated significantly, and it strongly warned its citizens to consider leaving. The emergency declaration by Ethiopia's Council of Ministers was the clearest sign of alarm yet from the government of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who a year ago this week allowed soldiers from a neighboring country to invade the Tigray region and pursue forces alongside Ethiopian troops. Thousands of people have been killed since then. The state of emergency takes effect immediately and will last for 6 months. The government can impose a curfew, order citizens into military training, disrupt transport services and travel, suspend licenses of media outlets, and detain indefinitely anyone suspected of having links with a terrorist group. This is VOA News.